Today's public hearing is officially on the mining bill that already passed the state assembly. It shortens timelines for the mining permit process, but reduces public input and scales back environmental protections in the process. Richland Center Republican Senator Dale Schultz has already said he won't support the bill, calling it wholly inadequate. But while the bill in its current form might be dead, Schultz says the issue of mining is still very much alive.
I'm going to make certain that we are protecting the environment. But I also make no bones about it. I'm for mining, and I think it can be done responsibly while we protect the environment.
Schultz has a giant chalkboard in his Capitol office that diagrams in great detail Wisconsin's current mining laws, Minnesota's mining laws, the Assembly's mining bill, and another version drawn up by Democrats.
And what we've tried to do in this office is to listen to people, why they made the decisions and they included them in their bills, so that we were in the best possible situation, learning from everyone to craft a sub that would work.
Schultz says he'll introduce that sub, which is basically his own mining bill, early next week. Just down the street from the Capitol yesterday, Governor Scott Walker was speaking at a convention for Wisconsin manufacturers and commerce, where he asked businesses to lobby for the mining bill.
There's businesses all over this state that will benefit, and more importantly, there are people and families who today are looking for work who will benefit. When we have a streamlined process for safe and environmentally sound mining in the state of Wisconsin.
Walker has voiced support for the industry-backed assembly mining bill and has urged senators to send it to his desk quickly. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.